One of the ways we at the Village Church make connections with our congregation and community is through our weekly newsletter, eConnections. It's sent out by email and includes all kinds of information about upcoming events, ShellPoint Television, Channel 13, programming schedules, ways to submit prayer requests, and more. If you do email and would like to receive eConnections, contact the church office. And if you'd like to receive a paper copy of the eConnections, call us and we'll make sure you receive it. In each of our eConnections, I offer a brief pastoral message. Often it will address a contemporary issue that we are all facing, or will highlight one of our ministries or teaching series. But it always has an encouraging biblical theme. We're happy to provide a televised version of that pastoral message. We hope you enjoy them. And now, here is this issue's pastoral message from eConnections. This is the eConnections message for Thursday, June 26. It's entitled, How Good is Good Enough? Romans 10:3 speaks of being ignorant of the righteousness of God. He was brilliant, but he was a problem. He drove his superiors crazy. His confessor didn't know what to do with him. He had come into the monastery from a promising career in law. Wrestling with the great questions of life, he had developed a love-hate relationship with philosophy. The death of a personal friend threw him into depression. An encounter with a lightning storm led him to a decision which would radically change the direction of his life. He would become a monk. It would be the only way he could see making himself right with God. What a waste of a good education, was his heartbroken father's assessment. He entered the Augustinian order at Erfurt and began his quest. He did everything he could to find peace with God. He fasted. He prayed. He engaged in menial labor. He practiced penance. He even went on a pilgrimage to Rome. The very steps that Jesus was said to have ascended to Pilate's palace were there. Constantine had transported them from Jerusalem to Rome as a gift to his mother. The Scala Sancta, the holy steps, were traversed by pilgrims who ascended on their hands and knees, reciting the rosary as they went. Years off of purgatory were the supposed reward for having encountered the very drops of Jesus' blood left on the granite risers. He got to the top, but he got no peace. He wondered out loud, who knows if it is true? He returned to Erfurt and continued his penance. His counselor was tiring of his confessions. Every peccadillo that Luther could think of in word, deed, and thought was incessantly recited until Staupitz said, enough. So Martin Luther was sent to Wittenberg to study the Bible. He had studied everything else. There was nothing more to study, and Staupitz needed to be done with him. Luther himself said, if ever a monk could obtain heaven by his monkish works, I should certainly have been entitled to it. If it had continued much longer, he said, I should have carried my mortification even to death by means of my watchings, prayers, reading, and other labors. But the Bible was exactly what the doctor ordered. He discovered that the righteousness he pursued didn't stand a chance against the holiness of God. That human righteousness was a dead end, a spiritual black hole. That only the righteousness of God could satisfy not only God, but the human soul. And wonder of wonders, the Bible showed him that the righteousness of God is a gift. God gives it. The righteousness of God is embodied in the life of Jesus Christ. And when one believes in Jesus, God gives us his righteousness. Our righteousness is never good enough. Only God's righteousness is sufficient, and it comes by grace through faith. This Sunday, may we all discover what it took Luther years of frustration to discover. But it was there all along for the taking. It was right there in the Bible. See you Sunday. I'm Pastor Andy.